calling all guinea pigs. The U.S. government is seeking volunteers, thousands of volunteers, from babies to the elderly, to roll up their sleeves for the first clinical trials of H1N1 flu vaccine. That's the one we used to call swine flu. To determine whether a new vaccine really will protect against this virus before its expected rebound in the fall. The tests start in August, and if successful, you may be able, to get a vaccine as early as mid-October. But will the vaccines work? Will there be enough for everyone? Here to tell us is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He is director of the organization that will oversee the trials, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, of course, has done pioneering research on other epidemics, mostly AIDS. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Dr. Fauci, give us the basics. How's this trial going to work?
Well, we're going to ask a couple of fundamental questions. The vaccine is already being produced in anticipation of the decision of whether or not to use it, as you mentioned, in mid-October. But before you do that, you need to ask a question. First of all, is it safe, at least in the short run, because you'll be able to observe it for a couple of months. But importantly also, does it induce an immune response or a response in the body that you would predict would be protective? And what is the correct dosage and number of doses to give to individuals? We need to get that information if we're going to have a good and efficient and effective vaccine program when the time comes.
Is this sort of trial always done when you have a new vaccine?
When you have a vaccine that's really new, we do this. This vaccine is extremely similar to the seasonal vaccines that we give routinely each year. Every fall and winter, we have the seasonal flu vaccine that's made available. It's made by the same companies, the same process, et cetera. The only thing that's different is that this is a different strain, a new strain that obviously people in the United States, particularly in New York City and New York State and throughout the world, had experience with, unfortunately, this spring with a considerable number of cases. So that's the newness of it. But the process of making it and all of the things that we go through are really strikingly similar to what we do every year with the standard seasonal flu vaccine.
Is there any danger to the people who are going to roll up their sleeves for this one?
You know, whenever you get into a clinical trial, whenever you have a vaccine and you put it into someone who's normal, there's always a very, very small risk. For the most part, and historically and consistently, the situations, namely the risk of the disease, is clearly much, much greater than the risk of the vaccine. You never can say that there's not a risk. I mean, that would not be honest. There's always a risk. We think the risk is extremely small because we give tens of millions of doses of seasonal flu vaccine each year to adults, the elderly, children, and there's not a significant at all a degree of adverse effects.
And a danger even as small for children as young as 6 months?
Again, we have experience throughout many, many years of giving the seasonal flu vaccine to children 6 months of age and over. You always have to say honestly that whenever you have a clinical trial on something that's new, there is always a finite risk, usually a minusculely small risk, but nonetheless, it's not no risk.
Well, Dr. Fauci, from what I understand, the flu virus mutates really quickly. And also, again, correct me if I'm wrong, this one can travel from pig to bird to human. You know, is it possible to really stay up with all those changes?
Well, I have to correct you. I'm really sorry.
Please do. I asked you to.
We don't know how this virus jumped from probably a pig to a human. We just don't know. It has genes of a bird virus, of a human virus, and a pig virus. It has been circulating in pigs for about a decade. But what the event was that made it get to humans, we don't know. But I can address real briefly, I think what the question you're saying is that, is this going to change so much that the vaccine is not going to work?
Exactly.
Is that the point you're getting to? Well, if that's the point, you never can guarantee that that won't happen. However, there are some things that are going on to make us believe that it is unlikely that that would happen. And what's happening is that if you examine the molecular genetic makeup of the virus that first appeared to our knowledge in early April and compare it to the virus that's now been circulating several months, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world, it's virtually unchanged, essentially identical to what it was, which is telling us that it is certainly not changing in a significant way. You never can predict because viruses are unpredictable, but it doesn't look like it's swaying or drifting or shifting at all.
Which is so far good news. For I sitting there with our pigs and birds and trying to get it all, we're all trying to get it all straight here, figuring it out.
I love the fact that it has all these genes anyway.
Dr. Fauci, we've been hearing all along that this is the big one that we're all really worried about, that whatever the H1N1 was that was circulating, that was getting kids out of school and laying us all up for a little while with bad colds and sore throats, the thing you've really been worried about was this mutation. Is this, in fact, going to be as bad as everyone anticipates?
Well, it will likely, again, but with no guarantees, it will likely be quite similar to what we saw in the spring, which means in the broad big picture, it would be characterized as a mild to, at the worst, moderate flu season. So it is not acting like an overwhelmingly, as we say, virulent virus. However, the one disturbing issue about it is that when you look not only what you saw in New York City, but also in other states, in Mexico, and what they're seeing in Argentina now, is that it seems to have a predisposition to younger people. And there are an unusual number of cases, not a lot, but enough to make us keep our eye on it, of young, otherwise healthy young people who get very sick and rarely die. In general, with a regular flu season, most of the deaths, I think people don't appreciate it, there are 36,000 deaths each year, every year in a seasonal flu. Most of those cases are in elderly individuals and people with underlying conditions that compromise their ability to respond. Pregnant women are at increased risk, and very, very young children are at risk of serious complications. What we've seen a few times...
Dr. Fauci, I'm going to interrupt you because I know this is critical to get this vaccine done, and we want that, but we've also got to get to some headlines.
Okay.
So I'm going to thank you, Dr. Anthony Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Femi?